Appendix B. We excluded a total of 192 respondents from our sample. We followed the screening procedures sequentially. As such, though many participants violated multiple filters, each N value represents a single participant. For example, if a participant provided an ineligible postal code, we did not screen them in subsequent filters, and thus they are not represented in the N values of other filters. 13 participants failed to successfully complete the initial gatekeeping questions and did not gain access to the survey, and 4 participants did not consent to participate in the survey. We removed participants who provided an ineligible postal code address, N equals 11, or who indicated that they were not a resident of Canada, N equals 2. We removed participants who completed the survey twice, as evidenced by providing the same email address, N equals 6, who completed less than 35% of the survey, N equals 3, and who failed 2 or more of the 3 attention checks in our survey, N equals 21. We flagged one participant as a univariate outlier on the math anxiety scale, that is, Z-score 3 standard deviations above the mean, but we opted to retain them in a sample as we did not feel it would be appropriate to remove a participant for scoring highly in the trait we are most interested in examining. We used long string analysis to identify participants who use the same response category consecutively throughout measures that require reverse scoring, that is, the state trait anxiety inventory. We removed participants with a string of consistent responses equal to or greater than 3/4 the length of the total scale, N equals 5. Though the financial knowledge scale is not a reverse-coded scale, we removed people whose response behavior reflected inattention, that is, selecting option 1 consecutively, as opposed to uncertainty in their answer, that is, selecting I don't know consecutively, N equals 2. We removed participants who provided the same occupation, that is, web designer and dog trainer, in succession, with 12 other respondents, N equals 4. Footnote. Note that these respondents also provided identical postal codes, ages, and responses to the CRT-2. We had already removed the other 8 offenders for failing previous screening filters. We flagged participants who provided a suspicious email address to collect compensation, that is, followed remarkable patterns relative to other respondents in close temporal proximity, and no printed form who provided open-ended responses that we considered nonsensical, that is, one also want to overweight winning margin into after, or that appeared to be copy and pasted information about finances unrelated to the question. That is, deposits of funds flexible, low yield, but the funds are safe, can also meet your capital needs. Footnote. The question reads as follows. The province of Ontario has recently included financial literacy as a unique strand in the math curriculum. Advocates of this change say it is important for children to learn about finances at a young age. In 2 to 3 complete sentences, briefly describe your first experience learning how to manage your finances, that is, at school, through a family member, etc. Of these flagged participants, we further flagged those who provided the same postal code address. We removed participants who offended at least 2 of these bot indicators, that is, suspicious email, suspicious open-ended responses, same postal code, N equals 87. We also removed participants based solely on their suspicious open-ended responses, N equals 4. We set an arbitrary cutoff for completion speed and removed participants who completed the survey in under 6.5 minutes, N equals 12, as we designed the survey to take approximately 30 minutes to complete. Of the participants we retained in the sample, the fastest completion speed was 8.5 minutes. Finally, we removed participants who did not identify as male or female, N equals 1, who did not disclose their educational experience, N equals 2, and who did not disclose their income bracket, N equals 15, as all analyses control for binary, that is, male or female, gender identification, education, and income.